The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Prosperity Hour. Join host Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group as they guide you on your path to prosperity in retirement and life. Learn how to safely protect your money from market risk, creating your own pension-like income with their safe money strategies and implementing their tax-free plans. Call Greg or the team at 864-989-0176 or email Greg at mymoneyissafe.com. Visit mymoneyissafe.com and start now.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Good morning, folks. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and welcome to the Prosperity Hour. And today's show is, are you ready for the correction? Are you ready for the correction? How are you prepared to handle a correction right now? And not just any correction, but we're gonna rattle some numbers that are just, you know, kind of frightening. And you see an ostrich stick their head in the sand. Don't be an ostrich right now. Don't be an ostrich and hope it'll all go away, because we need to look at what's going on. And I really believe you need to take action, because I do believe when this thing goes south, it's going to go south quickly, and people are not going to be able to respond quickly enough. I met with a client yesterday that, you know, he was going to put $75,000. He's already invested like $2 or $3 million with our firm. He's going to put another $75,000, but he got talked into leaving it in the market, and that's fine. It's a small portion of his account. So, you know, it's a gamble, and it's worth it maybe to him. But you know, he's got a fair amount of chunk in the market. And so we're going to look and see what goes on. But I really believe people are not prepared. You know, I talked with a client that handles cybersecurity. Now listen to me very carefully. Okay. And she said, you cannot have fair elections if you use computers. Now this is a cybersecurity person. So folks, this is not Greg's opinion. I'm stating someone. I do have an opinion. I will keep it to myself right now for, you know, the fact checkers that, you know, and here's the question. Who are the fact checkers? Have you ever met any of the fact checkers? Are they full of facts? So anyway, folks, there is a correction coming, and you need to take some steps to prepare. Call us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. And I want to say hello to all our listeners in Sarasota, Greenville, South Carolina, to our listeners on The Roar, our new affiliate, and of course, all of our Salem affiliates throughout Tampa, Bradenton, Ellington, Sarasota, and even in Venice and Osprey. So folks, give us a call, and we have some solutions that you can take. And I believe it's very important what you can do with your money right now. So, folks, we'll continue right now. That's kind of the end of the monologue. And I'm going to ask you, Patty, you've been looking at some data, and I think it'd be kind of a great time to share some of the data that you've looked at that will hopefully get people to understand why we titled the show the way we did.
Well, I think one thing is that it's not because when you talked about what to title the show, it went from, are you ready for a correction? Went from that to, are you ready for the correction? Because it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, that we really believe that it's going to happen. And it's interesting to think about it, because the market is not based on what is going on. It's based on looking forward. Where do we see things in the future?
Right, right.
Okay. So stock values are based on future expected earnings. And, you know, and that is one of the trickiest things, because how are earnings calculated anymore?
Right.
We don't even pay attention to PE ratios.
We don't. And I think NVIDIA had its biggest one-day loss in its history, lost 6%. I think it ended up losing 4 for the day. But, you know, we're watching things unfold. What's dollar cost averaging, Patty? Does that exist anymore? Do you know?
I don't hear anything of reason.
Well, look, and the reason is because everything has changed. Everything has changed as we know it right now. You're looking at companies. What you were reading some stats before we got on the air. Can you share some of those stats with our listeners?
Right. That please? Was about the credit card
debt. Yeah, the credit card debt.
Well, one thing is that 2.98 of Americans' total outstanding credit card balances are currently less than 30 days delinquent. That's one. But as we were talking about balances being higher, et cetera, it says that credit card balances have risen $273 billion since the fourth quarter of 21. America's credit card debt is $202 billion higher than the record set in the fourth quarter of 2019, when balances stood at $927 billion.
Jeez, unreal, unreal.
And we were also discussing about how food has gotten so expensive.
Uh-huh.
I
mean, it's what, $200 now for just a quarter of a bag now, compared to what the whole bag we could have got for $200 a year ago?
It is insane. You could go to the store and get your week's worth for $200.
Well, I'm going to read something right here. It says, what is an economic depression? It says an economic depression is an occurrence where an economy is in a state of financial turmoil, often the result of a period of negative activity based on the country's GDP, gross domestic product. It's a lot worse than a recession, with GDP falling significantly, and usually lasts for many years. In the U.S., the Great Depression lasted for a decade, with the unemployment rate reaching 25% and wages falling by 42%.
Exactly.
I mean, how close are we to that right now?
This is from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Household debt reaches $17.5 trillion.
How much?
$17.5 trillion. In the fourth quarter, and delinquency rates rise. And it says that auto loan delinquency revs up as car prices stress budgets. And the gentleman that produces the show was just saying that Mustangs are decreasing their prices 8,000.
So there's a surplus of Mustangs. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. My son better not hear this.
So, Elijah, turn off the show.
Turn off the show. Hey, folks, you can call us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Mymoneyissafe.com. And, folks, right now, this is not a fear-mongering thing. We're just looking at the facts. You know, what is it? Dragnet, just the facts, you know? We're looking at issues that are having an impact right now. Home ownership is down. People can't afford to buy homes right now. If you need a home equity loan, you're looking at a 9% loan. My first house was in 1985, and I had a 10.6% mortgage loan. And I was ecstatic because the loans were like 12 and 14%. And I actually walked away with cash at closing, which I used to upgrade my house. And I wish I had never sold that house, because that house would be worth quite a lot today. And I think my purchase price was $68,000. $68,000. It was a 2-2 that we made into a 3-2. And it was a beautiful little house, still there in Palmetto, Florida. And I have a couple of places down there, and I drive by and I look at the old house, and I'm thinking, my golly, that I could have kept that house and made, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 if I'd have just kept the house.
At least.
You know.
And we did not discuss this, but as things do tighten like this, as defaults increase, et cetera, banks will tighten up on what they lend. A great form of, I cannot see that. A great form of emergency funds is to have an equity line. So if you do not have an equity line, you have equity in your home, it's a good time to get an equity line.
It really is. It really is. Just even if you don't need it.
Oh, especially when you don't need it. But yeah, for emergency.
Usually credit is great when you don't need it. It's when you need it that it's hard to get.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you listen to my show on a regular basis, the Prosperity Hour? You might hear me talk about adding 15, 16, 20%, as high as 40% into your accounts. This is not a gimmick, and this is an opportunity that I don't believe is going to be around too much longer. If you want to take advantage of this, realize how to infuse a lot of capital into your retirement accounts, call me at 1-800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com. So absolutely. I'm going to look at an article and we'll look at it. It says, what are some warning signs of an oncoming economic crisis in America? Why has the country not collapsed despite these signs? Well, let me tell you what my answer is probably going to be. It's going to be QE, all of the QE.
All the Qs.
We will be right back. Stay tuned. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and the song you heard is a song written by my daughter, Annie Ellie, called Hand to Hold in Idaho. And some of you, if you're looking at our Facebook post, Annie's been doing a lot of singing in Kauai. She's in Kauai, and she wants me to come and visit her in Kauai. And I'm thinking about it because it's warmer in Kauai than it is here. And it's beautiful in Kauai, by the way. And saying hello to Jessica and Michelle. How are you doing? So, folks on the radio, we do a Facebook Live. So, usually we record our shows on Wednesday mornings between 9 and 10. So, make sure you tune in and like us on Facebook. Patty, you know, we're talking about recession. And I mentioned on the promo, you know, I talk about frequently on the show how people can add 15 to 40% into their retirement accounts.
Absolutely.
And I think people are getting desensitized to that. I think because I think people think it's a gimmick and it's not, and it's really valuable money. But let's say we're right. Let's say there's a depression or a recession or a correction, a major or a crash coming.
Okay. I was getting ready to ask you, what are you talking about when you say a correction?
Oh, okay. So let me post this on Facebook to answer the question. Okay. For the benefit of our Facebook listeners. All right. What I'm talking about, a correction. I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? I just got sidetracked reading how they're letting Hunter, you know, off the hook here, you know,
there's some correcting that needs to be done.
So, but a correction right now, I forgot what the actual definition of a correction is.
10 to 20% drop in a market.
10 to 20%. Okay. And a depression is what? Like 50?
Well, they say 10 to 20% is a correction. More than 20% is when it triggers a bear market. Mm-hmm. As far as just talking about the market. As far as recession, that has to do with the GDP and all that stuff. You know, the GDP and...
Well, here's the problem. People are not working. There's a problem with jobs. You can't find people to work. Now their wages are going down. People can't afford to buy homes. And the retirees right now that are not struggling are the ones who have more money. The average retiree right now, cost of groceries is going through the roof. Inflation is going through the roof. how do you sustain this long term? That's the question I want to ask folks. So what are we saying? Okay, we're talking about a problem, but what is the solution? The solution is to take some of your money and make it safe.
Absolutely.
And everybody just gets desensitized by the little gains that we have. You know, we have little gains here and there, and everybody thinks the market is back to normal. And it is the craziest thing I've ever seen. We were talking in the other segment right now. So let's talk about some risk right now. I'm going to call it recession and depression risk. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Susan, thanks for joining us. Right now, let's say we have an election this year. I'm still not convinced we're going to have it.
I know.
All right. We were just talking with a cybersecurity professional, one of our clients. This is a quote from her that no election is safe as long as you use computers, because right. all computers could be hacked. She handles security.
Right. And that's what exactly that's what she does. And she's not just on the lower tier of that. She's
trying to get the word out.
Definitely.
But nobody wants to hear it.
Of course not.
So the question, she said that there was a thing in Georgia that happened recently, and the person, it was a hearing, mm-hmm. and the person hacked the computer of the court during the meeting to prove the point.
Wow.
Did you see that in the media?
Of course not.
I mean, why would it be there? Because everything is safe because the internet said it is, right?
Exactly.
Everything is safe. And it's crazy. Yesterday, I thought I was going to have a chance to meet President Trump. And I was trying to see about, you know, about meeting President Trump. And but it didn't work out because I didn't get a chance to get vetted and in time. But folks, let me put it to you this way. Pray for him right now. Pray for him. That's all I want to say about that. Pray for him. Pray for him as a human being. Pray for him as the previous president. And maybe the future president. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. And, you know, what's crazy to me how he was the darling of the media. And then when he ran against Hillary, that changed, you know.
The Clintons do have a long reach, do they not?
Yeah, they do. They do. Boy, that could speak. I guess I need to do a podcast separately, do a podcast elsewhere. Can't talk about this here.
No, and we
free speech.
We wouldn't dream of it, because what you wanted to talk about was the correction / crash, and are you ready for it, and how can you prepare for it?
Exactly.
And there are 10 things that Google lists that you can do to prepare for a stock market crash, and some of those we can help you with.
Yeah, go through
they list that the top seven are to get a thorough understanding of your portfolio. And that is one of the things that we can help you with. We would love to sit down with you, go through your portfolio with you, and see just how you are positioning. There are some, Greg mentioned dollar cost averaging, and we'll get into that, because one of the recommendations is to buy the dip. Now, there's a dip, and then there's the Grand Canyon of dips. And so it all depends on what the dip is. And the other thing is to focus on securing long-term returns. Some of those accounts you've had for a long time, you might want to secure that return. And you can do that by taking advantage and getting out and not chasing the low. Diversification. I've been doing this for 30-something years, and my favorite word is diversification. Diversification is important. You have to reevaluate your risky investments. Investment, the pure definition is that you can lose your money. You need to reevaluate that. Where are you in your life? Are you looking at retirement? How old are you? And do you need to get out of those? Number six is what Greg asked about, practicing dollar cost averaging instead of timing your way out. And consider dividend investing. And like I said, a lot of these we can sit down and help you with. The first thing is, like we said, is to sit down, go through your portfolio, understand what you have, make your goals. Are these what you're doing? Is it going to help you reach your goal? And how can we help you reach your goal? We have some really great tools for that.
We do. And folks, we can help you with these. We have tools that protect your money, that can add money. I mean, folks, you can get, okay, I want to share a number I'm going to share a number, and I'm going to share it on Facebook.
Oh, you're doing
18%. Yes.
Here we go.
And folks, I looked
Greg at something. Greg is a number guy.
I am a numbers guy, and I'm going to tell you something. When I looked at this, it was frightening. And let me see if I can set it up in time to do it, you know, to share the screen on what we're talking about here. And I ran to inflation to determine how inflation compares to what it was in 1982, okay? How it was in 1982. And when I looked at this number, it floored me. It floored me. So let me see if I can find it right now, folks. I'm gonna read some staggering numbers to let you know what we're basing all of this on right here, because these numbers are crazy. So I'm going to post inflation math on the internet while I'm doing this, okay? And it is absolutely crazy when you see what's going on in the numbers I'm going to share with you right now. It's very important that you understand what we're talking about, okay? And here's the problem right here. Here's the problem. Inflation in 1982, all right, and I'm not going to be able to share it on the computer screen, so I'm not going to try. So bear with me and listen to the numbers, please. All right. Okay. In 1982, if we use the same rates of inflation as we do now, all right, in 1982, $100,000 could earn 18% in a bank CD, all right? So it could earn 18% in a bank CD. And what do you think you were actually earning on that bank CD? Patty, what do you think? You're making 18%, highest interest rates in 1982. So we're going to compare this to now, all right? So let me not make it a trick question, all right? So in 1982, and if we run out of time, I want to take time to do this. I'll continue it next segments. Folks, you can reach us at 1-800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com. Folks that are listening on Facebook, that are listening on the show, listen to what I'm going to tell you. You could get 18% on a bank CD in 1982. Inflation was at 14.5%. If you were in a 28% tax bracket, okay, so let me tell you how you do this. You subtract the rate of inflation from your return. So if you subtract $14,500 from the $18,000, you're at $3,500. But if you're in a 28% tax bracket, you pay 28% on the $18,000 you earned. That was a negative $5,040. So in 1982, inflation was costing you $1,500 for your returns, okay? And that's at 18%. At 5%, and right now the going rate of inflation, the true rate of inflation, most of the experts are saying it's 12%. So if I use the same math, earning 5%, I'm now losing 12%, so I'm at negative $7,000. And if I'm in a 28% tax bracket on the 5%, that's minus $1,400. So my dollar is worth a negative $8,400. So that means that $1,000 is losing $8,000. In 1982, because interest rates were higher, you were losing $1,500. Stay tuned. We're out of time. Call us at 800-440-0434. Go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Jesus, I know with you I'm born again. Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Resting safe within your step with none, reaching through this world,
have a 401k, have you seen a little bit of a bump up and only to see it go down again? Folks, lock in your gains right now and consider doing what's called an in-service rollover. If you're 59 and a half, you can roll your 401k into an IRA without penalty or tax, and you can add anywhere from 15 to 40% into your 401k. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Jesus, I know with you.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group, and I'm here with Patty James as we are talking during the Prosperity Hour right now, where you learn how to prosper in your retirement. And I'm talking to the Facebook listeners and the people on the radio. I want to go over this inflation math. In 1982, you could have $100,000 and it would earn 18% in the bank. All right? But inflation was a 14.5%. So if you subtracted the inflation rate from your $18,000 and you were in a 28% tax bracket, you were losing $1,500 on an 18% CD. All right? So your spending power of your actual earnings was a negative $1,500. Now, interest rates are at 5%, but the true rate of inflation is at 12%. So now it's much worse because now on your 5% CD, your spending power is a negative $8,400. A negative $8,400. Now, in 1989, Ronald Reagan was president and interest rates dropped to 9%. Inflation rate dropped to 4.6. We are at a positive 1880. So that means that I was earning double the money with half the interest rates. Double the money with half the interest rates. Folks, what I'm pointing out to you, this is much worse than 1982. The inflation rate is through the roof. What Jerome Powell has done by raising the rates as quickly as he has is he's accelerated and caused inflation to go up. It's insanity. As far as I'm concerned, these people could all retire and get another job, and we'd probably be better off for it, okay? That's my solution to all of this. But folks, those of you on Facebook that are getting to see this, look at the numbers and study the numbers and realize what's going on. It's crazy. It is crazy. How does that affect a retiree on a fixed income? See, we don't get to deal with the retirees that are below $50,000 a year in income. You know, they're probably earning 30. I think retirees are in trouble, and many of them don't know it because the ones that we deal with have more money. They're not being affected as quickly. But I guarantee you something, folks. Listen to me very carefully. If the market crashes, everyone is going to be affected. Everyone's going to be affected. Patty, when you look at this number, this that I've got on Facebook, I'm gonna stop the share screen shortly. But what do you think when you see these numbers?
I mean, it's staggering, and it frustrates me and it shocks me that publications can print that inflation is, what are they saying, 3.6?
Well, they're saying it's 4.6.
4.6.
4.5.
I just don't understand how they can publicize that.
Well, because the truth is whatever you say it is. I mean, we got people at the top of government, and what are they doing? They're just telling you the truth is relative, you know? I've always said if there's no absolute truth, then the truth is what you claim it is. And that's the problem.
That's what I think about that. It's frustrating me. It makes the term fake news just so relevant, as if we didn't know it was relevant already. And it just says that that you have to be responsible for yourself. You have to listen. You have to really not only listen, but not only hear, but listen to what people are saying. Listen to what the advisor that you sit across the table from says to you.
Right.
Is what they're saying really adding up? Is the math making sense? And if it isn't, then please see us because we will shoot you straight.
Well, listen, Patty, that's what we're talking about right now. How do you get this information out to people? You know, how do you get this out? Because that's why we do the shows.
Absolutely.
You know, we do the shows for that reason right here. And it's important to understand how this works.
It's important to understand how it works. It's important to understand that when we have you as a client, we take it to heart. We want what is best for you, not just for the moment, but for what your goal is.
Right.
And we seriously monitor your account to be sure that we can get you there, that every year we look at it and see, what was that account performing last year? What is it doing this year?
Right.
And that's important. And you have to look at these numbers. You cannot, like Brad said, you cannot stick your head in the sand.
No, and that's the problem with all of this right here is the fact that, you know, people are sticking their head in the sand and they don't realize it. And you know, what about young families? How are they going to buy a house now? How are they buying a house? It's crazy. I was talking to a client and she's a young lady, 26 years old, worth $1 million already. Just save money. She's got a 2.25% loan. She said, this is probably the lowest I'll ever see interest rates in my lifetime, so I'm in no hurry to pay off the house. Smart girl.
That is smart.
Because it's cheap money, you know? So it's important to take advantage of the strategies that we have, because if you don't take advantage of the strategies, if you don't, I think right now, if somebody's got a low interest loan, I think it's a mistake paying off the loan. I mean, now I'm not telling people to make a reaction to what I said without talking to us first, but it's important to understand what your options are and what you could do. And right now, if I got a 2.25% loan, that's cheap money. Why do I want to pay it off? You know?
Absolutely. Because there are strategies, like you said, that we have that will enable you to leverage that and to grow your money.
Right.
And make your money work for you and to provide you with tax-free income.
Exactly.
Or a legacy for your family. Or to set up your children so that they will be able to have that American dream that is so far out of reach now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so true. So true. You know, look, right now, I think people need to be survival minded because I do think there's some issues coming. I really do. And that's the problem with this. I hate to say that, you know, but it's a problem when people see what's going on. I mean, it really is, Patty. I'm stunned. But I really do believe people are going to be unprepared for what lies ahead if they don't do anything about it. And they need to take advantage of some of the things we're talking about. I mean, Patty, we're talking about adding 15, 20 to 40% in people's accounts. I mean, that's huge. Where do you do this?
And the nice thing about it, it's not like a spike in the market to where it's up that day and the next day it goes down. Once you lock that in, that money is yours. It's not going to go away.
Right, right.
So these are guaranteed money in your pocket that your account can, it can springboard to another level and lock in gains for your future.
Well, you're right. And here's the thing, Patty. Right now, I think if this market corrects, people are going to be caught unawares. I call it the days of Noah. The days of Noah, everybody mocked Noah and said, you're crazy. It's never rained before. And you think, what? There's going to be a flood? Why is there going to be a flood? You know?
Absolutely.
I never wondered if it hadn't rained before, how did they know what a flood was?
Interesting.
Yeah. That's another tangent. Mm-hmm. I have an answer to that. You know what it is? There was a first flood.
Oh, yes.
Yes. The great, called a catabole. Earth's first baptism into water. But we can talk about that. I'll talk about that on the
channel. On your other channel.
On my other channel. That's right. You know, we can talk about that. And folks, it's important. You know, I just got a comment from one of the people watching the show. And Jessica says, it's true, and we need to be prepared. What do you recommend for families that don't have a lot of money to work with? Is there an amount that is too small to work with? What would be a minimum to get started? the minimum is start with something. I don't care if it's $100 a month. The key is to set money aside and to be able to do that. You've got to do something. See, what people will try to do is they'll try to accumulate money and say, well, I don't have enough money to invest. It's the 70, what I call the 70-10-10-10 principle. I live off 70%. I invest, I give 10% to God. I save 10% and I invest 10%. That's the formula. That works. You know, my mentor showed me this formula and it definitely works. And so it's important. All right. So folks, listen, stay tuned. We got one more segment to go. And ask yourself, when is the correction coming? And are you prepared? We'll be right back.
$1 million home, driving down the winding road. Fast cars, familiar faces, yet I feel so alone. Silver and gold I have got, run until I'm about to drop. Here today and gone tomorrow, all it's brought me is grief and sorrow. You, I need to help me stand. There's got to be a better way to make it through just one more day. Help me, Jesus, see me through. Oh, now I found that all I need is you. I need you. Here today and gone tomorrow, all that's brought me is grief and sorrow.
Do you have a 401k? Have you seen a little bit of a bump up and only to see it go down again? Folks, lock in your gains right now and consider doing what's called an in-service rollover. If you're 59 and a half, you can roll your 401k into an IRA without penalty or tax, and you can add anywhere from 15 to 40% into your 401k. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
I need you. Jesus, I need you. I need you.
Welcome back, listeners. The song you heard was a song written by my late wife and myself called I Need You. And it says riches and gold, you know, aren't going to solve everything. You need God. You need Jesus. So hope you enjoyed that song. I'll be letting you know how to get a hold of some of our music. My ministry website is being built, which is Remnant Church Ministries. And I'm going to put a lot of our music on there. So I'm excited about that as we go forward. Patty, I think right now, if people don't do the in-service rollover, they're taking a huge risk. I have a friend, he was leaving one job to the other, and I said to him, don't move the money to the other 401k. I said, move it to an IRA. I don't care. You don't have to do it with me. You just do. He never said anything, so my guess is he moved it to the other 401k. People that are blinded by the system are victims of the system.
They have bought into it.
They've bought into it. Those who are drinking the Kool-Aid.
And that is so unfortunate. And friends are a touchy way to go, because you do your best. You do what you do. It's what we do. And when they ask you questions, you know, you answer them.
Well, and I really was just trying to get him to do
something. Oh, I hear you. Because I got the same thing with another friend, and they've lost half of their portfolio. And they're like, but this person cannot move their money until they retire. And I'm like, yes, they can. They can do what is called an in-service rollover. You've lost half of it. Don't lose the rest.
Yep. Yep. It's so true.
They're down from $1 million to $5 million.
But people, don't want to admit defeat. That's what it is. They don't want to admit defeat or that they're wrong.
No, they don't.
And that's human nature. And unfortunately, making an emotional decision instead of a sound financial decision could really cost people. And I think that's the danger that lies ahead. And we're warning people, you know. I mean, you look at the market. It goes up when there's a good rumor. It goes down when there's a bad rumor. It is not a steady market at all. And exactly. That's the problem with all of this, you know. I mean, yesterday the market was down, you know, and I remember I had a pastor. He goes, sometimes the stocks are up, sometimes they're down. Big stock guy, and he lost a lot of money.
And the unfortunate thing is, unless you're doing, and I'm not advocating this, so that's not what my point is, but unless you are doing day trading and taking advantage of the up and down, in and out real quick, the buy and hold is not going to work, because at best, it's going to be somewhat of a static year with it being an election year.
Right.
And then come October, November, Katie bar the freaking door.
Well, we need to talk about this election here a little bit, the last segment of the show. I'm looking at the last 5 days of the market. The market's down. It hit new highs. It hit a high of 38,815. It's at 38,454. And I look at the last year to date. It's year to date is up. You know, it was opening 37,556. So it's up about, you know, it's not even up a point. It's up a quarter point. And then if I look at the 1 year return, you know, the market's made money. But you know what amazes me? Some of these financial advisors try to take credit that they made money for the people because they've done such a good job. It's such a bunch of garbage, because if you look at the market going up, if you don't make money for someone, you're not doing your good job. But you know when you do your best job is to protect them from losing money when it goes down. That's the problem. And that's where we shine. That's where we can help people. Right now, the Dow Jones is down 113. So this week has been negative all week long. And I don't see what's going to happen that's going to make our life easier in terms of the stock market right now. So, Patty, golly, what happens, like I said earlier, what happens if we don't have an election? And I'm serious about that. Or what happens if there's martial law? I mean, I'm saying stuff right now that...
You never thought...
I never thought I'd say.
I know.
Not at this stage of life, you know? What happens if there's mail-in voting again?
Oh, well then, I think... yeah, well...
Okay, so we got mail-in voting. We got cybersecurity people saying you cannot have a protected vote by having computers because they get hacked. You know, the report is the Russians caused the negative information on Hunter. Doesn't matter what the laptop shows either, you know? So the point is, you know, Michelle, I agree. God is in control. He's always in control, but he lets us deal with the consequences of our choices. So it is in him. We have to put our faith in him and hope for the best, but we have to be willing to realize that what do you do if this happens? What do you do if that happens? And I don't sit around thinking about that all the time, but the point is at the financial level of what we're talking about, if you're not protecting your money, you're really making a mistake. And that's the danger of everything right now. It really is. And that's my concern. Patty, what's your thoughts on all this? Because you see what's going on. So let's look at it rationally here. What would make the market go up right now? What could make the market go up?
You have dead air because I have no idea.
Okay, I'll answer that.
Please do.
They drop the interest rates all of a sudden. And that'll work for about a month or two. You'll have a surge. Maybe they'll do it in October. Or maybe they'll do it in September. Okay? Because I had read an article. I think it was by Peter Schiff. He says, even if they lower the interest rates, Katie bar the door. The cat's out of the bag. In other words, the economy is already spiraling so much that it's the interest rates would have a short-term effect. It would not have a long-term effect.
Exactly. And I could not agree more, because I'm looking at, we are no longer an isolated United States of America.
No.
I'm not a proponent of the world order and all that. So please don't take what I'm getting ready to say that I'm supporting that. But we are, Coca-Cola is the prime example of how to be in a global stock without being in a global stock.
Right.
Because it is in practically every country, every place in the world. I mean, you can even go, remember when Coke did that commercial and it was like a Nigerian third world place and they had a Coca-Cola machine?
Right, right.
Ages ago. They are in the remotest parts of the world. So we are so affected by the world events that what we do, it does have just like a small rock in the water of rippling. It's going to affect it, but just for such a short amount of time, because there are so many moving parts.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, lowering interest rates, that will hold it for a while, but only for a while.
Well, Patty, you're right. And here's the interesting thing. You know, we had an inverted yield curve a year ago. Nobody talked about it hardly. Usually it's followed by a recession.
Well, that's because they don't want to, well, it was followed by a recession.
Right. But they didn't want to call it a recession.
Of course they don't.
You're right. You're right. Because they said there was no recession. They decided to change the standards. It's called cooking the books. Remember Enron, folks? When you cook the books, you don't have true numbers. And the lack of integrity that's going on, the lack of integrity that's going on within our governmental system right now is huge.
It is.
And is somebody telling the truth, you know?
And I think that is a huge part of the problem, that we don't, there is not a comfort level.
Yeah. What was it? What was the song by Eminem? Will Slim Shady please stand up?
Okay.
I think Slim Shady needs to stand up in Congress and say, hey.
Well, there's so many times I want to quote Jack Kibbs right now, but yeah.
Quote him. Tell me what he said, because we need good, godly men.
And it's not really what he said, but the fact that if anybody out there, YouTubers that listen, et cetera, Facebook people, if you want to pull up Jack Kibbs' prayer in Congress, I mean, it was really something. And so it's just what we can and cannot say. When you spoke about Slim Shady speaking up, mm-hmm. It just reminded me, because he did. It's a wonderful thing. He said a prayer. He mentioned Jesus Christ. He mentioned our Lord and Savior. He mentions all this. And he had to submit a prayer that said none of those things. You can't mention those things.
So you have to vet a prayer where they have "In God We Trust" in the Congress.
Exactly.
But now whose God are we trusting in?
Exactly. That's what's it. You can't mention one God. You can't mention one deity. Anyway, it's fabulous.
That ain't gonna fly.
Well, and it didn't with him either. And so he went ahead and said the prayer. And so anyway, when you said that about the Slim Shady and the standing up and saying, I thought about
him. Yeah, please stand up. Somebody's got to stand up. And folks, right now you need to stand up for your retirement. And there's some people that can stand up to help you with your retirement. That's what we focus on.
Believe it or not, that is what we focus on.
We do. And we want to help you. And right now we can show you how to add a significant amount of money to your account. Triple digits, double digits to your account, real money. And folks, we've got accounts that will roll up 10 to 12% to give you a roll up for income. And I think that's what we need to do next show, talk about income. Because right now, if people don't have their income planned in retirement, that's the danger. Everybody that's got all their money in the market have no income plan.
Exactly.
You know, I saw a thing from Fidelity saying, yeah, let's do an income plan. You know what the income plan is? Bonds.
Well, we know.
Okay. So listen, folks, we are out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, Patty. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you all next week.
God bless. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning into the Prosperity Hour today, where you learn how to prosper in retirement. You know, I don't like to be negative, but I don't like what I see. I do believe there's a correction, a major one coming around the corner. This is not meant to scare you. This is to get you to be awake. Take some of your money and protect it. Do safe, sound strategies that work. Do the 401k and service rollover. We'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Go to mymoneyissafe.com, 1-800-440-0434.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.